Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. 3 weeks ago, I started my new teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching will be an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior. If we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a living epistle of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. If you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching or would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were examining the sins of the sinful nature as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of eagerness for lustful pleasure. I will reread my definition from the New Webster Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. The sin is eagerness for lustful pleasure. Lustful means depraved or unlawful sexual craving or appetite, intense longing or passionate desire, an eagerness to possess or enjoy, as lust for money, marked by strong desires, full of lewd sexual desire or appetite. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. Let's continue reading what God has to say about the lust for money or greed. Please go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24. Again, Matthew 6, 24, Jesus is speaking. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, riches. Now, family, I'm going to make this point right now. I am not opposed to prosperity, but more importantly, God is not opposed to his children being prosperous. However, when we are talking about greed, we are not talking about prosperity God's way. We're talking about a lust and a greed that is contrary to God's will. In other words, you are serving the money, the riches, not God. You are depending on those riches for your prosperity. But as Christians, we know our prosperity is based on our relationship with our Heavenly Father and His Word. So we serve God, and as a result of being obedient to God's Word, prosperity is in our life, spirit, soul, and body. He wants us abundantly supplied or rich so that we can continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. Now let's read a passage that clearly addresses how Christians should act so that the sinner cannot speak of our good as bad. Please turn to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8. Again, Titus 2, starting with verse number 1. But as for you, teach the things which are in agreement with sound doctrine. Again, sound doctrine, which produces men and women of good character, whose lifestyle identifies them as true Christians. Verse number 2. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, in steadfastness, Christ-like in character. Older women are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips or addicted to much wine, teaching what is right and good based on God's word. Again, teaching what is right and good based on God's word, not based on this evil world system that Satan has deceived. Verse number 4. So that they may encourage the young woman to tenderly love, not nag or cruelly criticize their husbands and their children. To be sensible, pure, makers of a home where God is honored, good-natured, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Verse number 6. In similar way, urge the young man to be sensible and self-controlled, and to behave wisely, taking life seriously. Verse number 7. And in all things show yourself to be an example of good works, with purity in doctrine, having the strictest regard for integrity and truth, dignified. Last verse, verse number 8. Sound and beyond reproach in instruction, so that the opponent of the faith will be shamed, having nothing bad to say about us. Family, I want to reread verses 7 and 8, because these are the commandments that are required of us as Christians. We are responsible for having this kind of attitude. So let me start with verse 7. Again, it says, "And in all things show yourself to be an example of good works, with purity in doctrine, having the strictest regard for integrity and truth, dignified, sound and beyond reproach in instruction, so that the opponent of the faith will be shamed, having nothing bad to say about us." Amen. Christians have been set free from the sinful nature and those desires that drive individuals toward sin. How we live and treat others show the world who Jesus is and who he is not. If we have any respect for our Heavenly Father and love for our Savior Jesus Christ, then we should put away all eagerness for lustful pleasures. There are far too many Christians living according to their lustful flesh. The world cannot see a difference between us and the sinner. This cannot continue if we want the second coming of our Lord. We must submit to God's word and live in the blessings of our Savior and Lord Jesus the Christ. All right, listener, let's continue with the next sin that's listed, which is idolatry. Idolatry means the worship of idols, excessive admiration. We are commanded by the word of God not to fashion or worship false images of gods. To do so is to offend our living God, who no one has seen. Let's read what the scriptures have to say about this matter. Please turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 6. Exodus 20, 1 through 6 say, "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." Family, we are directed by God's word not to create false images of him carved by man's hands in the likeness of any kind of man, animal, or plant. Let's continue with the book of Deuteronomy. Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We're going to read verses 15 through 19, and then we're going to skip down to verse 24. Verse 15 says, "Take careful heed to yourselves, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the air. Verse 18, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that's in the water beneath the earth. and take heed, lest you lift your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all the peoples under the whole heaven as a heritage. Let's drop down to verse 24. It says, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Now, I want to point out in verse number 19, the last part of that verse says that all of the heavens and the earth and all that God created was created for our benefit. He says in verse 19, God has given to all the peoples, that's mankind, under the whole heaven as a heritage. So we are owners and caretakers of all that God has given us in this earth realm. Let's continue in the book of Deuteronomy. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 27, one verse, verse 15. It says, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. So, worshiping idols is an abomination to the Lord. Christians, pay close attention. We don't want to be in the midst of evil as a result of us creating carved images and worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. Let's finish with Isaiah chapter 44, verses 9 through 11. Isaiah 44, starting with verse number 9. Verse number 9 says, those who make an image, all of them are useless, and their precious things shall not profit. They are their own witness. They neither see nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who would form a god or mold an image that profits him nothing? I want to reread that one more time. Who would form a god or mold an image that profits him nothing? Last verse, verse number 11. Surely all his companions would be shamed, and the workmen, they are mere men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up, yet they shall fear. They shall be ashamed together. God's creation, the animal life, the plant life, the heavens, were created for man's enjoyment. And we have been given dominion over all that God created for us. God's creation of the earth, precious metals, his animal life, and plant life are part of our inheritance as his children. You may find verification of this in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Those that have and continue to fashion idols are deceived by Satan as to who the Heavenly Father is and or operating in greed. I want to make it very clear that any and all religions that promote idol worship are against God's holy word. Worshiping idols is based on the flesh and emotions, not faith. Let's go to the book of Acts and read what God has to say on this matter. Acts chapter 19, we're going to read verses 23 through 27. Verse 23 says, and about the time there arose a great commotion about the way, referring to Christian followers. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith who made silver shrines of Dinah, brought no small profit to the craftsmen. He called them together with the workers of similar occupation and said, men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade. Let me point this out again. Men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade. They were dependent on those false idols they were making for their prosperity. They were not depending on God for their prosperity. Verse 26. Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying they are not gods, which are made with hands. Verse 27. So not only is this trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Dinah may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship. Family, we serve a living God that is not made by the hands of man. Further, we are instructed by the Holy Bible to believe in God's word and operate in faith through Jesus Christ the Messiah. So we are not to be deceived by Satan to worship images of God. Please turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him, for before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, in other words, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seek him through his word, not worshiping false images of him. Family, let's continue with the next sin, which is participation in demonic activities. Demonic means pertaining to or of the nature of a demon or demons, inspired as if by a demon, characteristic of a demon or evil spirit, raging, frantic, lunatic. It is no secret that Satan has no new tricks. He has been deceiving mankind from the Garden of Eden to the present with the same old perversions. Today's psychics, including California psychics and mediums, continue to be part of Satan's war against man. These familiar spirits speak on things that are half-truth to snare individuals into following their advice instead of depending on God's holy word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Once again, Satan has copied and perverted what was intended for mankind's good. And that good was to be led by the Holy Spirit, who knows the end from the beginning. And this Satan has done to suit his demonic agenda. Let's read some scriptures that warn us against this kind of demonic activity. Let's start with Old Testament. Go, please, to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 31. Again, Leviticus 19:31 says, Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Let's continue with Leviticus chapter 20. Let's read one verse, verse number 6. And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Now, notice that they use the word prostitute. I want to define that word and reread that verse so that you can see how God is speaking to his people, the urgency of his warning. Prostitute means a person who misuses their talents or who sacrifices their self-respect for the sake of personal or financial gain. Let me read that one verse again. It says, "And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people." All right, family, let's continue with the book of Acts. We're going to read from chapter 16. We're going to read verses 16 through 23. Paul and Silas are in prison. Verse 16 says, "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling." Oh, I'm so sorry, family. I'm out of time. Please come back next week as we continue our study of the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.